Say, Judge, they said you heard Rufson play while you was in New York. I did, me coo. Well, come, sir, tell us about it. Come now, no mock modestly, go ahead. Well, sir, he had the blamest biggest cat of corn piano ever you laid eyes on. Something like strikability on three legs. He began to treat a little on the bass, just fooling and boxing the thing's jaws for being in his way. Then he began to pee. Then one by one I saw the stars rise, and the great organized began from the end to the end of the world, and all the angels went to prayer. Then he began P-R-R-R, long bang. And with that bang, he lifted himself bodily into the air. And when he come down, his elbows, his nose, his 10 fingers, his 10 toes, is striking every solitary key on that old pin. Same time, the thing busted and went off in 411,552, himmy-dimmy quivering, and knowed no more. And when I awoke, I was under the ground about 80 feet in a place called Oyster Bay, treating the Yankee never laid eyes on before and never expect you again. Day was breaking by the time I got to the S.P. Nicholas Hotel. I pledged you more, that didn't know my name. The man asked me the number of my room. I told him the hot music on the half shelf, too.